The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Turn on the recording here so that I can post it. So, welcome. And I just wanted to say today a few things about doing loving kindness for ourselves. Many of you may know that classically, when in the Buddhist teachings, that doing loving kindness for oneself is often where one starts, because the thinking was that that was where it was easiest to cherish oneself, to value oneself, to love oneself seemed like such a natural, obvious thing. And so that was where we started. And maybe some of you have heard this story that Jack Kornfield tells, that he and some other American Buddhist teachers were at a meeting with the Dalai Lama some time ago. I don't know exactly when. And I don't know the exact context, but Jack tells the story that they were saying that to the Dalai Lama that so many practitioners had self-loathing, or the inner critic was so loud and convincing that people were having difficulties with meditation. And Jack describes how the Dalai Lama and the translator, interpreter, were going back and forth, because it seemed like the Dalai Lama couldn't understand. Just like for him, that was just incomprehensible that people would have so much self-loathing that they would find it difficult to do loving kindness for themselves. So it's not the case for everybody, but for some people it is the case that loving kindness for themselves is maybe is more difficult, and it may not be clearly articulated in our minds, or it may not be our dominant experience. When we think about loving kindness, we don't think about how hard it is to do it for ourselves. Maybe, maybe not. So that's part of the reason why when I'm doing it, I'm pretty sure Nikki does as well, when we're doing loving kindness, where we start with a lovable being, taking the spirit of the idea of start where it's easy, and recognizing that it's not always easy to do loving kindness for ourselves, and then building from there and using that as a foundation in which we can cultivate our loving kindness and develop and really feel into that experience of loving kindness. But I want to say just a few words here that some reasons to really spend some time or think it's a worthwhile endeavor to cultivate loving kindness for oneself. Part of the reason is because when we have a sense of division, that there's like one aspect or one part of our experience that's disliking another part, that disconnection, that division is taxing, to say the least. And it's enormously freeing, freeing in so many different ways in terms of energy, as well as just feeling the freedom of not being separated, and also not feeling like we're oppressed by ourselves in some kind of way. So to spend some time cultivating some loving kindness, it can be really open the heart and open the mind in a beautiful way. And then, of course, different things are possible. Our experiences will unfold if we have this sense of well-being, if we do have a sense of contentment. So softening, quieting, even just completely getting rid of any of this inner tussle some people use this word self-loathing. Even if we can just quiet that, allows for something different to unfold, coming out of more of a sense of well-being. And the truth is, for so many, their hearts are hungry, like are aching for some attention, some warm-heartedness, some goodwill, some love, some kindness. So if we can put down the burden of always being hard on ourselves, instead we can allow our hearts to kind of soak up and experience the absence of that inner critic, the absence of that beating ourselves up or whatever it might be. And so, and if we can heal this division or soften it in some kind of way, it also allows us to love others more completely. It's exhausting to expect others to satisfy us. It's exhausting to expect our external experiences to fill any feeling of inadequacy or whatever it might be. So if we can cultivate loving kindness for ourselves, some metta, some warm-heartedness for ourselves, we don't demand that from others. So not only do we stop being exhausted by it, but our relationships can then unfold in a different way if we aren't asking them to validate ourselves or to fill any particular hole or gap or that we perceive. And also, if we are able to soften this, any inner critic that might be experienced, then we can just be ourselves. And we don't have to compensate for, whether it's subtle or not so subtle, compensate for any sense of being unlovable. We can just relax and be who we are. And of course, then our relationships will unfold a little bit differently. So I just wanted to say a few words about this practice of doing loving kindness for oneself. I included it when I teach all the time because I'm discovering that so many people, whether it's obvious or not so obvious, do have this sense of not quite a sense of contentment or a sense of ease with themselves. And there might be a number of reasons for this. In fact, I'm sure there are plenty of reasons for this. But the invitation is not right now in this setting. We don't need to discover all the reasons, but to take the time to cultivate and develop. And we can train the mind, we can train the heart, in which there is more of a sense of wholeness and a sense of ease and a sense of warm-heartedness towards our own hearts, not only the hearts of others. Okay, so with that as an introduction, we can do some meditation practice now. So we can take an alert, upright posture, a posture that has both ease and softness and some comfort in it. We certainly don't want to start off feeling uncomfortable. And then just allowing the attention to arrive here, now, into this experience. Maybe feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. Maybe feeling the feet on the ground. What does it feel like to be embodied at this moment? And to help support the process of arriving and allowing some ease to arise, it can be helpful to do a slight body scan. An easy, relaxed body scan. Just bringing our attention to different areas of the body. starting at the top. Recognize the sensations around the eyes and the mouth. These are common areas where we hold tightness or tension. We don't have to make the tension go away. It might be if we bring some warm-hearted attention, things might shift. They might not too. Bringing awareness to our shoulders, the upper back and lower back, the chest, belly. Again, feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body where you're sitting. And the legs. Feet. Arms. And hands. Now we can rest our attention on the sensations of breathing. You might feel that primarily or easily in the chest or the belly, or maybe feeling the air going in and out of the nose. Just using these sensations as a place to rest our attention. It's natural that the mind would drift away at the beginning of a meditation session, especially. So we just very simply begin again. Perhaps following the breath from the beginning, middle, and end of an inhale. And noticing the transition and beginning, middle, end of an exhale. Again, we don't have to make it a problem when the mind drifts away. We just begin again. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, we'll start where it's easy, with a lovable being. Easy can be interpreted also to be uncomplicated. Bring into mind a person or maybe kitten, puppies, babies, in which the heart just sings in some kind of way when you bring this being to mind. And to support our intention of cultivating and developing loving kindness, can repeat these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You're welcome to modify the phrases. Maybe there are other words that resonate for you. Of course, they don't have to be in English. Maybe there's a language of your heart. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You might check in with the body and see if there are any feelings of warm-heartedness or ease, spaciousness, contentment. And if so, allow those sensations, those experiences to support you, to be a foundation from which some feelings or experiences of goodwill, kindness, care, respect, benevolence. Allow yourselves to really experience what you're experiencing. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Then we can build on this loving kindness that we're cultivating for the lovable being and expand, stretch to include ourselves. Of course we want to include ourselves. So you can bring to mind either an image of yourself as you are today, or perhaps a younger, other version of yourself as a child, perhaps. Or maybe just the felt sense of what it's like to be here now. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Notice if there's any shift in the experience or between the lovable being and yourself. And just allow that to be there. And then begin again with loving kindness for yourself. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. If you find the mind is off doing something else, just apply a warm-heartedness to noticing that and begin again, loving kindness for yourself. Notice if there's any resistance or hesitation for loving kindness for yourself. If it feels like that's strong, maybe it's helpful to go back to cultivating loving kindness for a lovable being. Or maybe you can just begin again with loving kindness for yourself. And then many people find it helpful to do a little bit of equanimity practice. Whenever they're doing some loving kindness practice or maybe on its own. So for this practice, bring to mind somebody who is mildly irritating, a little bit annoying, not the most difficult person. Somebody you have a relationship with, but is mildly upsetting or irksome. Somebody you care about. And then we can say this phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And then, to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground, the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So one way to kind of more fully integrate or experience or understand or cultivate our meditation experiences is to roll up our sleeves in some kind of way and think about them. And so one way we can do that is by talking to others and sharing with others our experience. So I'd like to put you into small groups. And you can talk about what was your experience of doing loving kindness for yourself. I talked about how it might be difficult, but perhaps for you it isn't difficult. Perhaps it's straightforward, or you might share some things that you've discovered about loving kindness for yourself. Or you can talk about what your experience was during that meditation. You felt like it was wonderful, or you felt like it was awful, or somewhere in between. Doesn't all have to, of course, be positive and things. But and then we'll put you into groups of about three or four people. And it can be helpful if one person begins and doesn't say everything they have to say. That is, just says as a few sentences, and then it goes around to the next person, and then it goes around to the next person, and then if there's a fourth person, it goes around, and then it comes back around to the first person again. And then the first person, having heard the other three people, might have thought of something that they hadn't thought of before, or might have a new idea that they'd like to share. So in this way, you can collectively, you can create a something together with all of you participating, or adding kind of like maybe different elements to the soup. So we'll meet for, I think, like, let's see here. So maybe 13 minutes. And the person who's birthday is closest to January goes first. You can go in order by the month in which you were born. And have fun. You'd like to share with the group? Abraham.
Hi. I just want to say how much I appreciate people sharing here and all of us just really working on the same stuff, whether it's aversion or trying to find ways to soften the heart. We're all rubbing up against a rough stone, and we all have to figure out how to negotiate that.
Yes, thank you, Abraham. Kind of highlighting the common humanity, right? That's part of the human experience. Yeah, great. Thank you. Anybody else have a comment they'd like to make or share?
Yeah, so Linda was telling us she sends metta to people at the bus stops while she's driving. And I thought I need to send metta to all the other people on the road while I'm driving, because normally I'm projecting the opposite of metta. Well, I'm going to try that. I think it'll make a big difference in my life, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Doing these to kind of adjust our relationship to our experience this way. Yeah. By sending metta. Thank you, Barry. It's nice to see you, Barry. Anybody else have a comment? Something they'd like to share? Okay. So
I was just going to say very quickly.
Had her hand up and Andrew had his hand up.
Oh, did I miss that? How did I miss that?
It's okay.
So who was it? Was it Marie Christine that had, did you have your hand up? Yes.
Would you like to say something? I was just going to say that whatever I feel, whatever I think, the group makes me realize that I'm not the only one to have the difficulties or the experience or the thoughts. It is very much a shared experience of, you know, being a human.
Yes. So it's so much easier, right, if we don't take it all so personally. Yes, thank you, Marie Christine. And was there somebody else that I missed?
I was just petting my dog. My hand went up by accident.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'll just say that for me, this is one of the pleasures. Sometimes I open my eyes and I look at the screen. Maybe you guys do this too. And I can see like a cat tail going by. Like, I don't see the cat, just the tail or something like that, right? It's really sweet. So not only is there this common humanity, but kind of, you know, our extended families are here too. So, okay, so I'll unmute us all so we can say goodbye together. Here we go. So goodbye and thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good to see you all. Good to see you, Diana.
Yes.
Bye.